Stearns High School in Millinocket made national headlines 6 years ago for how it responded to a declining enrollment and shrinking budget. The school decided to bring in students from other countries through the F-1 visa program to fill in the gaps. Since then, other schools have followed Millinocket's lead. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, the strategy has not produced the financial windfall that some might have expected.
John Mendez grew up in Mexico, where he says he was always stuck studying math and English. But Mendez had different plans when he arrived at Farmington's Mount Blue High School last August.
I love art and theater and all that. My whole life I've been taking math. And the fact that here I'm not taking math because I already have my credits is great, because I feel like I can have more time to do other stuff that I like more, you know.
Mendez came to Mount Blue as part of the school's new international student program. Coordinator Lisa Dalrymple says the idea bloomed after she saw repeated cuts to the district's foreign language department, particularly at the elementary level. The school had always brought in foreign exchange students, but then she read about a program in Millinocket where international students paid tuition to attend.
And I was thinking, we have been hosting international students, so maybe it was a good time to think about bringing in tuition-paid students.
Private schools have long brought in international students, but it's only in the past few years that more public schools, from Farmington to Boothbay to Orono, have followed suit. According to the Maine Department of Education, more than 250 international students are now paying tuition to attend school in Maine. At Mount Blue, Lisa Dalrymple received school board support for her program in 2014, with the hope that the tuition money could revive some of the district's foreign language programs, as well as bring cultural awareness to the mostly white school district. John Mendez says he's worked to bridge those cultural barriers. He says when he first entered Mount Blue, he heard stereotypes from fellow students that his home country of Mexico must be full of crime and drugs. But he's worked to educate his peers.
To change how people portray Mexico and to see to show them that there's really cool things in our country too.
But Dalrymple has found that because of federal immigration policy, recruiting is a lot harder for a public school than it is for a private academy. Under federal statutes, a private school can offer an F-1 visa that brings a student to America for 4 years. Public schools can only offer a one-year J-1 visa.
If a student wants to be at a school for 4 years, I can't compete with that.
And that's not the only issue. Wade Merritt is the coordinator for Study Maine, a government organization that supports these efforts. He says public schools also need to get local school board approval, which isn't easy.
You know, you're going to the superintendent or the school committee and you're saying, we want to put some money towards recruitment. We're going to have to take it away from a core program. And that is not an easy sell.
Add up those disadvantages, and Mount Blue has yet to see the financial benefits that it was hoping for 3 years ago. And that could spell its end. The program is currently up for renewal by the district's board of directors. At a recent meeting, Director Sherri-Ann Harrison tells coordinator Lisa Dalrymple that she thinks the idea of the program is a good one. But without anything to show financially, she can't support spending any more money that could go elsewhere.
That's a marching band. That's, you know, I mean, we have art programs that need to be updated. We have a lot of things that we need to start investing in.
But despite those challenges, some public schools have found a way to not only sustain an international program, but see it grow as well.
All right, Jane, what do you think for this next one?
Academy School Social System.
Inside Dexter Regional High School, west of Bangor, about a half dozen students from China and Korea scribble sentences on post-it notes that describe their experiences in America and their home country. Teacher Chelsea Crane asked them to compare and contrast what they see.
Do we all get around together at a table and eat with our families? Do we all eat special meals during holidays or festivals?
While these seniors arrived in Dexter this year, almost all of them have been taking the school's classes since 10th grade. It's all through a partnership that Dexter has developed with a school in Suzhou, China. Students take classes from Dexter's curriculum for 2 years in Suzhou. Then for their senior year, they come to Maine and get their Dexter diploma. Jay Brennan helped to create this partnership through his international student agency called Global Studies Connections. He says the program works for two reasons. It identifies a niche of students who want to come to the United States, but who may not have the money to pay private school tuition that can often total hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Brennan adds that the program is supported by the Chinese government, as it keeps students in China through most of high school instead of seeing them leave for American schools earlier.
And for a public school to have this kind of relationship, it creates a funnel of students coming year after year.
That funnel is still somewhat small, only about 6 students this year. But school officials in Dexter expect it to grow to almost 20 in 2 years. And since the program brings in about $9,000 in revenue from each student, Superintendent Kevin Jordan says it could save jobs in rural districts.
If you're in a little bit more of a in an area where declining enrollment is becoming more severe, you know, rather than adding 2 teachers, it may help you keep 2 teachers that you already have.
The school acknowledges there are still struggles. Most notably, Jordan says it's hard to find enough host families to take care of these international students. Nonetheless, Jay Brennan says these kinds of partnerships could help other schools as well. The key, he says, is a multi-year vision that places more importance on students and cultural exposure than on budgets. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.